Let's head to the Weather Bureau when Senior Forecaster Diana Eady in Brisbane. Diana, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure, Natalie.
So you had some severe weather warnings issued. What have we seen in the southeast of Queensland?
Yeah, it's been quite an interesting day. Initially, we saw storms developing in southwestern Queensland or parts of the southern interior. Essentially, a squall line set up where we saw St. George had 111 kilometres an hour in a wind gust. Roma had 74 and Rolleston, a little bit further to the north, had 89. A couple of hours later, to the east of that feature, through the eastern parts of the Darling Downs, we saw a number of supercells develop over the course of this afternoon. Initially, they developed near Pittsworth and closer to the border with New South Wales, and then tracked to the north through locations such as Oakey and up further to the north. With this, we have had some unofficial reports of golf to cricket-sized hail. Also,
yeah.
Pretty heavy rainfall as well. So, yeah, quite an interesting day all around.
And has it passed? What's the situation right now?
Yeah, so we just recently cancelled the severe thunderstorm warning. That initial feature that developed further inland did track up towards the Capricornia and started threatening areas like Rockhampton and even locations along the coast like Gladstone, Hervey Bay and Bundaberg. It does look like the severity has eased. We do still have a number of thunderstorms around the area, but at this stage we're not warning for anything that does reach our severe thunderstorm warning criteria.
Okay, well thank you so much for the update, Diana. Really appreciate it.
No worries, Natalie.
That's Diana Eady there, Senior Forecaster with the Weather Bureau in Brisbane. They're talking about 11 centimetres in diameter, some of those hailstones in the Darling Downs, and also some wind damage. I tell you what, cricket ball-sized stones, they're pretty rare.